I think this goes to show that this issue really is something that Congress wants to fix. Now, I'm not going to say it's been easy to get to this point. It's taken a lot of hard work, not only from NCBA and other D.C.-based ag groups, but a lot of the grassroots support that comes out from our state cattlemen's association and other state affiliates that are out there doing the actual work on the ground to reach out and talk to their senators to tell them that this is an issue. That is so important, and it's really shown itself here to be critical in getting support from both Democrat and Republican senators, and it's paying off. So I just want to say thank you to all those out there who have worked with us on this to make this happen.
And Yeager explains what the legislation known as the Farm Act, the Fair Agricultural Reporting Method Act, does.
Plain and simple, the Farm Act exempts agriculture from having to report poop smells to the government under the Superfund law. That's what it does. So it's a clean shot. It's a kill shot to get rid of these requirements off of the books so that producers, farmers don't have to report poop smells to the Coast Guard under CERCLA.
Now, the current court-ordered stay was extended until May 1st, and Yeager says they will be working to try to get this legislation through by that time.
The new deadline is May 1st, and that's what we will be working towards to get this thing solved in Congress. So we've got a little bit of extra time here, right? And we feel grateful that the court's been able to delay this a little bit more, but it is going to be a hefty lift to get this passed through Congress before then. But we will be doing everything we can within NCBA and working with our state affiliates to get as much support for this bill as standalone legislation as we can, as well as looking at other opportunities for where we can incorporate this language into a must-pass bill.